Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have with us today Tom Kelly, CEO of Empyrean Energy, which is a gas and oil explorer listed on AIM. Joining him is Gaz Bish, who's the executive director. Hi, both. How are you?
Good morning, Rob. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, morning, Rob.
Great. So, Tom, we'll start with you first with a question. The spud date for the Jade prospect has been targeted for the 15th to the 30th of December. Do you think you can tell us how long it would take for the well to be drilled and how soon afterwards the results will be known and announced to the market?
Yeah, sure. Rob, the well is fairly straightforward. It's going to take around 25 days to drill and reach total depth. Along the way, we'll get indications through the cuttings and whether we have any oil shows. And then when we reach TD, we'll run combo logs, and that'll tell us if we have an oil column to test. And then if we have an oil column to test, the testing program will last approximately 12 days. And after that, during that process, we would flow test, and obviously the ultimate result would be at the culmination of that testing program.
Okay, thanks. In the RNS, you mentioned the phrase "fill to spill" setup. Gaz, do you think you can explain what that means?
Yes, Rob. I think that fill to spill is a geological phenomena in most of the prolific basins throughout the world. For example, the Gulf of Mexico or the North Sea. What we have in Pearl River Mouth Basin is exactly the same geological setup, where you've got a prolific basin generating hydrocarbon at an appropriate geological time, lying to the south of our block. And then as you come up from that basin towards our block, and as well as some of the discovery CNOOC has made along the western side of our permit, you have a gradient, if you like, where as you come to the northeast direction from the basin, which lies to the southeast, you have a natural carrier bed, which brings the oil generated from the basin and up dip towards the flank where our block is located. So with that structural setup and a very rich hydrocarbon source rock, what happens is, as hydrocarbons are getting generated, they first fill the trap closest to the basin. And then when it is filled to its limit, which is called spill point, that spills onto the next trap up dip from that particular prospect. So what we have in our basin, and that has been proven through four CNOOC discoveries to the west, where we have seen they are filled to the spill point, and gradually the oil moves to the next one and fills that one, and then following that, it moves to the third one. What we have seen through our 3D seismic analysis over our block, that we have the same element as we have seen over CNOOC discoveries to the west, where we are seeing one particular field, CNOOC discovery in 2013 called LH23, which lies about 8 kilometers west of Jade Prospect. And we have an extensive study, and that has indicated and given us a lot of confidence in saying that that particular field is filled to spill. We know that, and that is now spilling oil onto the Jade Prospect. So Jade Prospect, that is why, is so attractive. You know, it lies into the area where you have a rich hydrocarbon source rock, and you have proven that migration pathways and fill to spill via the CNOOC discoveries. And we feel quite pleased and comfortable with that element getting shared with Jade Prospect.
Okay, I think that's a good description of it. So hopefully it will help others to understand. Tom, upon making a commercial discovery, what percentage will Empyrean have? And would you also look to go into production or bring in another partner?
Yeah, great question, Rob. Right now, We, or Empyrean, have 100% working interest during the exploration phase. Now, our partner, CNOOC, they, if any commercial discovery is made, they can assume 51% interest in the project at the development and production phase. So after a commercial discovery, we would expect to have a 49% interest in the project, assuming that we do not farm out or JV prior to drilling. Once we make a discovery, we would like to keep our options open, and in effect, the world's your oyster at that stage. You could choose to develop at your 49% level, or we may choose to farm out a portion of the project to fund the development or to fund exploration on the Topaz project. So we'll just keep our options open. We'll first step is to drill Jade and see what we have.
Thanks, Tom. Let's go back to Gaz. Are there any nearby producing oil fields or discoveries to Jade? And if you make a discovery, what do you think the revised geological chance of success would be for the nearby prospects, Topaz and Pearl?
Yeah, great question, Rob. One of the attraction for us has been with this particular block since our participation in late 2016, the geological address of that particular block. What I mean by geological address is that it's surrounded by several large-scale oil discoveries in and around our block. So I mentioned four CNOOC discoveries to the west. I'll come back to them in a minute. But more importantly, the largest oil field discovered in the entire basin lies along our northern boundary. That particular discovered field is called Luhua 11-1 Complex, and that was discovered by Ameco way back in 1991. And our prospects share the same geological elements as the Luhua 11-1, which is carbonate buildup. But subsequently, what has happened is that CNOOC started doing some subsurface analysis of area to the south of Luhua 11-1 field, which of course includes the area immediately to the west. And they found that possibly that area, that northern slope of that basin, if you like, has some merit to test some of the structure they mapped. And what they found through the first drill bit test, if you like, in 2010, they discovered the second largest field in those four clusters, called LH16-2. And our Topaz prospect, in a way, share the same geological element as 16-2, which is almost 13 kilometers to the west of Topaz prospect. So what CNOOC has done subsequently, they have drilled about six wells. Out of that, four has been proven as oil-bearing, and that oil-bearing is light oil in the API range of 38 to 41%, which is a premium oil in Asia. And as I said, you know, we those light oil discoveries share the same source rock as we are hoping to have at Jade and Topaz prospect. So just to reiterate, you know, the geological address of Block 2911 is as good as it gets, surrounded by several large-scale oil and gas field. Your second question about the impact of Jade discovery on Topaz and Pearl prospect is an interesting one, and which we have thought about, and we have done some technical work in that area. If Jade is a successful test, and it is filled to spill, as we hope it will be, because of the sharing the same geological element to the west, what our study is indicating that there is a spill from Jade onto Topaz prospect, which is quite important in regard to geological risk you refer to that particular prospect. And we think if Jade is a discovery and filled to spill, Topaz prospect geological risking could go as high as 50 to 55%. Pearl is a little bit on the what they call migration shadow of Topaz, because Topaz, if you recall, is a large structure. You know, it has It is, I think our estimate, if I can recall correctly, is 1.2 million, 2 billion barrels of in place in that one. So that's a very large prospect. And for that to fill to the spill point from the same source rock will be a fantastic result. And Pearl will require some additional technical work to understand if the migration pathways do flow from Topaz onto Pearl, which we will do subsequent to drilling of Jade and its result are in hand after around Christmas time.
Last question, I'll leave that to you, Tom. Do you think you can give us any further news on the Mako gas field in Indonesia?
Yeah, Rob, obviously breakthrough news could come at any time for Mako, and the company will announce any such news as soon as it comes to hand. But it's fair to say that the operator, Conrad, has been working very, very hard to tick the boxes required to putting the Mako gas field into production. And there's no doubt that based on current pipeline gas prices in not only Europe but certainly in Asia, and in particular in Singapore, that the NPV, or net present value, of the project, and therefore the value to Empyrean, has increased substantially compared to pre-COVID late 2019. So despite the fact that COVID has caused many projects around the world to effectively be delayed, and obviously 2020 saw volatile energy prices and both the oil and gas prices reaching historical lows. Those prices have now recovered to a very healthy level, and we believe that the project is worth more to Empyrean now than it was pre-COVID. So exciting times, and we look forward to receiving breakthrough news from Conrad that we can share with our investors.
And we look forward to talking to both of you again. So thank you for spending time talking to Share Talk, and we'll see what you can announce to the market in the future.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.